Previously on Adventure.
Who's there?
It's just your mom. I'll be up in a minute. Just putting on my pantyhose.
If you don't tell me where my mom is, this is going right through you.
We did kill your mother.
Oh, God, Redfield.
How long do you think you're going to last against the three of us? And we didn't kill your brother.
So I know.
Did you kill your brother?
I did.
Okay, all right.
Why are you throwing all these bones down here, and what's happening to the rest of them?
They're food for my master.
Now, why don't you just drop the name on us, and we'll go from there, okay?
I call it Comfius. There is a dragon outside that has just breathed fire onto the house, and it is burning it up to a crisp. It's hovering about 15, 20 feet off the ground.
It is Comfius.
Comfy, baby!
if you call me Comfy one more time, I will kill the weak one.
Redfield pulls his broom out of his bag, hops on his broom, and flies up around to the front. I have 18 Blammo cigarettes left. Do you want me to just roll 2d8s and we'll times it by 18?
14
times 18.
18.
I got it.
252?
I only got to attack one time, guys. There's dragon brain everywhere, and that's when, from up above, the adult red dragon comes from.
Oh, crap. Freddy should have saved some of those Blammos.
Look, we did Look, we did kill your child. But just give us
To be fair.
And this adult dragon immediately attacks Redfield with fire breath. And the dragon exhales fire in a 60-foot cone. Each creature in that area must make a dexterity saving throw.
That probably hits everybody.
Also, just for off the air, just so you know, that 252 is only 4 points less than the entire hit points on an adult red dragon.
Damn.
Right, now, so, hang on. You said fireball?
Fire breath.
Oh, okay. So I don't have to roll for shit because I'm fireproof. So it doesn't matter. You can hit me as much as you like with your fire breath.
That's true. But you guys both need to make dexterity saving throws.
3.
Uh-oh.
Well, that's not good for you.
No.
10.
That is not going to save you. Because you know what happens now? 18d6 fire damage.
Okay.
18.
Okay,
here we go.
Okay, go.
And this will be for both of you.
Yes.
1, 5, 3, 2, 4, 3, 5, 2, 5, 4, 2, 4, 1, 3, 5, 6, 6.
Okay. 61 points of damage.
I'm in a tortoise, so it's half, but that's still not good.
Well, that's true. You do have half damage.
Yeah.
Half a tortoise left.
Yeah. Well, I was at 36, so that's 30 points. Mm-hmm. 31 points off, so I'm at 5.
61 points, you said? For me?
Yep.
Good news for you guys. I got 2 hit points left.
Ooh. Okay. Now, this is an option in Final Fantasy, so I'm assuming it is an option here. But can you run away?
Can try.
Like, can we? All right. So I'm gonna try. I'm gonna see just how badly hurt Julian and Redfield are, and I am gonna. I'm fine, but I'm gonna scoop them up and try and hightail it out of here. So what do you think, off, out of character? Is it worth me trying to scoop you up and save you, or are you more likely to get killed if we try and run away?
With so little points that we have,
I definitely will probably be dead.
Right.
If we try to run away right now.
Right.
That's what I think. Anyway.
So are we better off just trying to fight?
Think so?
Now, he attacked, so now you've done the damage, we have to roll for order, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because that makes a difference, because if you get to go, you've got healing stuff, right? So roll for order, DM.
Yep, I've got 12.
12, no, 11 for me.
18 for Bob. and a 10 for me.
Well, I'm going to go last, so that's not going to help with the healing.
No, exactly.
For anybody.
Bob, do you have anything that you can buff or heal with?
Somewhere. I thought I did, but...
I don't think I have anything.
I'm going to try something just a little of both. See if I can get lucky here. Since I've never used it before, Vampiric Touch.
Oh, yeah, I remember this one.
Yeah. The touch of your shadow-wreathed hand can siphon life force from others to heal your wounds.
Oh, okay.
Make a melee spell attack against a creature within your reach. On a hit, the target takes 3d6, and you regain hit points equal to half the amount of damage dealt. When you cast a spell using a spell slot of 4th or higher, it increases by 1d6 for each slot above 3rd. So we are at 4d6 as if...
Okay, so you have to roll...
So you have to roll to see if you hit,
roll a
right.
d20 and add your spellcasting modifier, which is, I think is +5 at this point.
Okay. 8 + 5 = 13.
13. I don't think that's going to hit the dragon.
No.
Yeah, they have a real high armor class.
Yeah.
It does not.
Crap.
Okay. So that's it.
Yeah, it doesn't say anything about a miss, so...
No, that's it.
All right, I don't really have anything that I can heal you guys with, and I don't need to. So I'm just going to try again with the Witch Bolt.
Okay.
You're not doing shit.
That's not my go.
I'm up.
Damn it. Oh, no. This isn't good.
It goes Bob, me, Bobby, then you.
Oh, I thought I'd got one higher than...
Bob rolled an 18, I rolled a 12, Bobby rolled an 11, and Jackie rolled a 10.
Oh, okay. No. Oh, no. So, bye-bye, Redfield.
Oh, my God. This is amazing. I'm looking at some cool shit that I can do here. All right, it's just going to go for the bite on Julian, which is going to need to hit him. And that is a 19. So that's going to hit.
No, it's not.
Oh, I'm sorry. Plus my attack modifier.
Oh, okay.
And this is going to be 2d10 plus 8 piercing damage plus 2d6 fire damage. This is on Julian.
Jackie, when he told you he was going to have a happy ending where we were all sitting around the table, he meant he was lying to you.
Yeah, right?
We're all going to be dead.
Yes.
All right, so Bob, I rolled a 3 and a 3. That's my 2d10. So 6 plus 8, 14. And then 2d6.
Doesn't matter. But I only have 5 points left,
yeah,
so
he's down.
I'm done.
Yeah. You can't go minus.
No, you can't go minus. No, you can't go minus.
Okay.
So you're down. So you're at zero, and then you'll have to do the life saving throws, which we haven't done since like the first
yes.
thing we played.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. So then that goes to Bobby.
I could heal, or I could throw up a Hail Mary and try to do something really crazy. What do you think?
You got to figure this thing has got 256 hit points.
I know.
So. Does that Hail Mary cancel out you being able to do that Hail Mary next time? Like, can you heal yourself this time? And if you're still alive next time?
Here's the problem. I can heal myself, but, right. like, I only have 2 hit points right now.
Right.
So if I heal myself, even at my best, I could probably...
It could still take
I could probably get into, like, the 20s.
But it might still take you
but
out
But he could take
go.
Me out in one go. Mm-hmm.
Right. Hail Mary is then.
Yeah.
We didn't come here to be safe, Redfield.
Yeah. Oh, I can't say anything.
No, you're not dead. You're down.
Okay.
But definitely peeing.
Definitely, yeah, yes. No question.
And there might be a little bit of poop at this point.
All right. Well, here we go.
What's your crazy thought?
I'm going to go back to a spell I used on Beacon and cast Geese.
Oh, I was just looking that up.
You place a magical command on a creature that you can see within range, forcing it to carry out some service or refrain from some action or course of activity as you decide. If the creature can understand you, it must succeed on a wisdom saving throw or become charmed by you for the duration. You can issue any command you choose short of an activity that would result in certain death. Should issue a suicidal command, the spell ends. You can end the spell early by using an action to dismiss it. At higher levels, when you cast a spell using a spell slot of 7th or 8th level, which I don't have, the duration is 1 year when you cast a spell using a spell on a high level or higher. Which is fucking nuts.
Yes. This could take your narrative in a whole different turn.
Yeah.
You wrote what?
True.
Okay, so you have to... I know you probably have a pretty big wisdom bonus, Brian, on your guy, but you have to beat a 13.
Okay, so it was a 1. So my wisdom bonus is +7. That's, but I wouldn't get it because
it
was a critical miss.
Get it.
How, But I do have legendary resistance. If the dragon fails a saving throw, it can choose to succeed instead.
What? You mean the dragon has the ability to cheat?
Yes.
That's what you're telling me?
Yes, it does. You can only use it once, though. You can't use it.
It says three times a day. I'm gonna cap it at one.
Oh, three times a day. Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So then it's up to you.
Why, you dirty, dirty cheat.
It's up to you, Jack.
Right. That's all right. So now I'm going to do my witch bolt at him. Now, he's flying, right? But...
I'm not flying, I'm down.
Oh, okay, all right, good.
Oh, no, that was the other dragon. Yes, I'm
all
flying.
All right, so, but my range is 30 feet, so I'm assuming I can still hit him. It's an arc of sustain.
Yeah, he came right in your face after the murder of his child.
All right, so here we go again. Now, I do have written down on a piece of paper that I have a ranged spell attack of a bonus of a plus four to my ranged spell attack. What would that be in? Proficiency and intent? Like, why would I have written this? Would that be on my hit, or would that be on damage?
That's on your hit. That's like your plus four, like, to the
D20. All right. So I'm going to, again, try and cast Witch Bolt in the second level and hit you. And that would be a 9 plus a 4 is 13.
Nope.
Oh, man. All right, I'm going to try and do it again. I got two goes. I'm going to try and do it again. That's all I can do is keep trying to hit you with this thing. That's a 14 plus a 4. That's 18. I'm pretty sure that's still a miss.
It is.
Oh, my God. Even magic attacks? Like, he's still got the armor class. Armor doesn't class matter, right?
If, yeah. if it's a spell attack, the armor class deals with it.
Oh, boy.
Okay, so...
Julian's down.
Julian, it's his death saving throw.
Okay.
Which is a witch.
Roll a d20. If you roll a 10 or higher, you succeed.
It's 18.
So you don't... It's a success or failure has no effect by itself. On your third success, you become stable. On your third failure, you die. And he can't attack you. So, like, it's like you have three rolls.
Okay, so he got an 18 on that one. That's one win.
One in the positive column.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Now, if he gets a bad one next time, it doesn't cancel out. It's just whichever one reaches three first.
Yes, whichever
gets
three first, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he basically has, like, almost six goes, possibly.
Well, now he has at least four more rolls before he's
right,
actually
just
dead.
Just to sit in stasis. Yeah. Exactly. Okay.
I am going to use my claw to attack Thrace. Oh, no. I rolled a 3.
That's not going to do it.
Plus 14 is 17.
That's not going to do it.
All right. Ooh, look at the big armor class on Thrace.
Exactly.
All right, well, I guess it goes now to Bobby.
Yeah.
All right, it's great that we're still up and moving, but at some point we need to come up with a different strategy because we've done zero damage
to
this dragon.
That's why I'm figure something out.
Awesome. And that can still involve running away.
Yes.
Because I can carry Julian, even though he's, like, just lying. And, you know, he's covered in pee, which is not going to be nice on my scales, but...
How's your charisma, Brian?
It's my second best saving throw.
Okay. I figured something out. All right, so I'm going to cast Blade Barrier. All right? You create a vertical wall of whirling, razor-sharp blades made of magical energy. The wall appears within range and lasts for the duration. You can make a straight wall up to 100 feet long, 20 feet high, and 5 feet thick, or a ringed wall up to 60 feet in diameter, 20 feet high, and 5 feet thick. The wall provides three-quarters cover to creatures behind it, and space is difficult terrain. When a creature enters the wall's area for the first time, they must make a dexterity saving throw. On a failed save, the creature takes 6d10 slashing damage. On a successful save, the creature makes half as much damage. I don't care about the damage thing right now.
Right.
What I'm doing is creating a barrier to block him and go. So I just need to confirm something before I figure out what barrier.
Okay.
How tall is the dragon, Brian?
15 feet.
That makes it a little bit different. Okay. So I'm going to cast the ring wall that is 60 feet around and 20 feet high and 5 feet thick. All the way around the dragon. And then immediately Redfield runs as far as he can.
Yes. On his own without, like, waiting for his teammates?
Well,
or?
I gotta start with OU, so we each have, like, a movement that we can run.
Yes,
so my action has two things. It has, I can do an action, I shot that thing, and then I'm running and finding the nearest cover for me to hide behind, since I can hide behind anything and be hidden.
Yes.
So I'm running and hiding behind whatever I can find.
Julian.
In the nearest... No. Like, well, a building.
We are in a residential area, so there should be plenty of walls and stuff that you can hide behind.
All right, so there we go. I did that.
But what about the damage piece? I know you don't care about it as much, but you still got to do it.
If you move into it,
then it's you make a dexterity saving throw.
Okay.
And you take 6d10 slashing damage if you fail.
Yes. So as long as that dragon doesn't move a muscle, he won't take any damage.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
Exactly. Now it's Thrace's turn.
Awesome. Okay, so at this point, my action is actually just going to be to pick Julian up off of the floor, and I get 30 feet as well, right? Mm-hmm. Now, can I use an action just to try and find cover for both of us?
Yeah, you have your movement.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
So I'm going to try and... I'm going to run behind, like, the nearest building to try and find some cover as well.
We have that range of motion for wherever we want. If we want to try to run away, yes, Brian's going to decide how we do that and if fully want to run away.
Right,
and we just got disengaged and hid. Right. So
we assume we're at least 30 feet away from him at this point,
yes,
right?
Yeah. And Bob, you can roll your next saving throw.
That's 12.
Okay, so that's two positives so far. All right, so now it would be the dragon's turn.
Yes.
Let's let the dragon
see what the dragon wants to do.
Yeah. So we're all hiding.
But he's definitely perplexed by this wall that's been, you know, erected around him. And he knows where you all were, and he's going to try and ram through it.
Okay. You have to make a dexterity saving throw.
Yep. 15 plus 6.
That is a save. So you take half. Take 6d10s to half.
Half. All right. Okay.
Let me write that down. So you said 6?
Yeah, 6d10. So I'm going to roll.
Okay, go.
Roll them. 10. 6. 6. 8. That's 4 so far, right?
Yep, 2 more.
8. 5.
That's it. Lovely. 43.
So 22.
22?
But he's now through this.
Well, he only gets to move, but it's also called difficult terrain, so that means he can only move half of his movement.
Good.
Once he gets through it.
All right, so I'm going to use Frightful Presence. Each creature of the dragon's choice that is within 120 feet of the dragon and aware of it must succeed on a wisdom saving throw or become frightened for 1 minute.
Now, what's the effect of becoming frightened?
I don't think you can
be yourself.
we all pee ourselves.
Exhibit A, and it just cuts to Julian. So each creature of the dragon's choice, so I mean, both of you are within 120 feet of me.
All of us are.
All of you are.
But I'm unconscious.
Oh, it doesn't affect. Oh, right, it doesn't affect Bob. That's right. Yeah.
Right, so Thrace and Julian, Thrace and Redfield both need to make wisdom saving throws, and you need to beat a 19.
Oh, so just so you know, frightened. A frightened creature has disadvantage on ability checks and attack rolls, while the source of its fear is within line of sight. The creature can't willingly move closer to the source of its fear.
Got it.
Oh.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
So, wisdom saving throw?
So, we're not going to want to go closer to the large, scary dragon.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, all right.
Which you're already trying to get away from it. So
exactly.
That...
So, we're pretty good with this move.
Yeah.
It's a 16. I'm not anticipating good things about my wisdom modifier, though.
No, 8 for me.
I rolled a 16. It's a 15.
Oh, because you have negative
-1.
Do. Right. All right. You guys are both...
Wait a second.
Yeah.
Wait a second. Mm-hmm. Hold on. Hold on just a goddamn second. I cannot be frightened.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. Oh, I had no way. I have advantage against being frightened. So I get to roll.
You get to roll again.
Yeah, I get to roll again.
Okay.
21, Brian.
Nice. Nice work.
Hang on a sec. I also have to check mine.
That's why
you got to use this app.
But I think that's it for my turn.
Okay, so you're scared out of your mind.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah. I'm just cowering along with a P and Julian.
And it's to me, right? So okay, wait. So we have our collective turns available to us, correct? So do we want to try to run away from this battle?
Yes.
Okay, we want
to... Because I think at this point, he's already... you know, he's two good throws up, but he can't be attacked, so I can just pick him up and we can run. I have enough hit points, so I don't think he can kill me as we're running away.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I think we need to get the hell out of here, because you just did a huge amount of hits on him, and I don't think it really took him down by
much.
No,
not very much at all. No, definitely not. It's a big ass dragon.
Yeah.
It's a big, big ass dragon. So we can use the houses and stuff for cover to try to run away, run maybe through the houses, like Jason Bourne style, like through these houses.
Some parkour.
Now, me being frightened though, do I have free movement, or it's just
you're free movement? You just can't run towards them.
I just want.
But
go
if you get, if you have to do a check or something, you're gonna disadvantage.
Okay.
We can run through the houses, but where are we trying to get to? That's the question.
Now, we're in Neverwinter.
Mm-hmm.
We just went up a residential street, right?
Yes.
So, maybe just somewhere where there's lots of other people.
Back to the pub?
No, how about somewhere where there's lots of goblins and he'll get distracted and start eating them instead? Because at this point,
we
I'm not sure...
We did destroy the goblin hideout. You guys destroyed the goblin hideout with the dragon last night. I don't know where the new goblin hideout is.
And they might not welcome us in with
open arms.
But
that was
arms.
A goblin pub we went to.
Yeah.
But also...
Well, yes, no. It was a goblin pub.
We'll go back to that goblin pub that we just came from.
So, basically... We destroyed half of the goblin area in the city, and now we're going to turn up at a goblin pub with a massive dragon in tow.
Well, don't be frightened.
We're such assholes, is the only point I'm making. Yeah. Us again, and we brought a really big fucking angry dragon.
Well, you know.
But
wow.
It'll be my first time doing it.
Yeah, that's true. But I totally agree with this plot. Yes, okay. Back to the pub.
Yeah.
Hello, listeners. This is Justin, your audio engineer, coming at you at the intermission of the season finale of season two here. Thanks for sticking along. This one will be real quick because I don't have any more transmissions from Henley right now. I'm working on something, so hopefully next episode we can get back to doing the Henley Reads portion again. Thanks again to the listeners. Seems like our iTunes numbers keep going up, so we always appreciate the support, and just, you know, let your friends know about the show. You know, we don't advertise and stuff really, except for on our Twitter. You can reach us there, DND Adventure. That's at DND Adventure. We're always looking to talk to people and answer any questions you have there. I guess, me and the crew are just really excited about moving into season three. Jackie's going to be the DM. Brian is going to be playing again. I'm excited to see where this all goes. Before we go back into the episode, I just wanted to extend my thanks again to Bobby and Bob and Brian and Jackie for giving me this opportunity to work on the podcast. I'm still enjoying it very much. It's becoming like a second nature thing for me to work on. So, let's keep this thing rolling. Keep on telling your friends about the show. And I guess we'll see you in season three.
So, as a collective group, I guess, Thrace, you're going to have to carry Julian.
Yep, I'm going to pick up Julian.
Sorry.
Well, here's the question for you, because this is like something you have to figure out on your own, Brian, how you want us to do this. This isn't really an attack thing. So, I mean, we could go through our turns and then be like, we're running away, because it doesn't matter. We're attacking to run away, you know what I mean? We have...
No, of course.
So, We can each do something, not necessarily attack, but you do some sort of like action, and then
so
decide
like my
your own.
Action, yeah, I mean, I would advocate that the size of me means it shouldn't have too much of an effect on my movement, being able to run with Julian. But again,
right, but Julian has one more. Julian has one more roll to do, so he could roll and be up, and then he wouldn't have to carry me; he could just run away himself.
So let's do that.
Is what I mean.
Yeah. So let's.
But
yeah,
I gotta figure out what I want to do first, because we can't break the order necessarily. This is such a ridiculous spell. I don't even know why I picked this spell. I have one called Hero's Feast. I can make like a giant feast up here. stupid.
Does it say what has to be in the feast?
No, it doesn't.
Okay, so what if it's a whole bunch of roasted goblins?
That's a good point.
Wow. Wow.
He might be distracted.
It does help him. It does give him buffs and shit if I do it.
Oh, no then.
But I mean, if it stops us from getting... you know,
it's true, but the last thing he needs is buffing.
Yeah, but we're not playing on fighting him, so... I'm going to do this. I'm going to cast... I'm going to cast Insect Plague. A swarming billowing locusts fill a 20-foot radius sphere centered on a point you choose within range. Sphere spreads around corners. The sphere remains for the duration. This area is lightly obscured. The fierce area is difficult terrain. So I'm not going to cast it at the dragon. I'm going to cast
it. You're going to give us some cover.
Basically wrap it around the buildings that we're in.
Cool.
Okay.
For that. So yeah, that's what I'm gonna do. I cast that, and then it is now it's your turn, Jack.
Okay, so I can't do anything to the dragon.
Not really.
I'm so frightened.
Yeah, that's true.
So can my action just be picking up Julian, or are we gonna wait to see?
Well, no, because we're gonna do that. We're gonna wait and see because he has to roll it. Okay. That kind of be your action anyway. We're gonna be running away after this anyway. Mm-hmm. So is there anything you can do to
buff
or to provide cover or to distract?
Yeah, it's funny. I'm just not built like that.
It's fine.
I do have the mage armor, but everybody's armor class at this point is higher than it's going to do any good. I can do Blade Ward on myself, which would help, I guess, as I'm running away.
Right? You could.
It's a cantrip.
Okay.
Do you need a spell slot?
No, cantrips you can always cast. Always.
Okay, so I'm just going to do that. It's basically, I just get resistance from bludgeoning, piercing, and slashing.
Okay.
So I'm going to cast that on myself to try and limit any damage I take as we're running away.
Okay.
So I'm done. I'm done.
All right, so Bob, why don't you roll your last, hopefully your last saving throw? Yes!
Awesome.
Bob's up. Okay.
What do you roll?
15. Sorry, 15.
Okay.
So what does that put my hit points back to?
One.
One.
That's what
only
I thought.
One less than me. Mm-hmm. Bob.
It's true. You guys need a long rest.
So we're gonna book it out of here, I guess. All right. So we're gonna try to run away using the building as cover and run right back to that goblin bar.
Okay.
What do you want us to do?
I mean, you guys start running. You got probably 30 feet before I'm gonna be able to get. To you.
And we're already 30 feet before that.
30 feet before that. Yeah. And you have difficult terrain to cross through with the bug, so that's another, it cuts your movement in half.
So the dragon looking ahead in the distance where you guys are, he doesn't know right where you are. There's the insects, everything. He turns around and starts flying out and up. So he's getting further and further away from you.
Oh, he's actually going away?
He's going away.
Ooh. So we're now going to keep...
But he also might be trying to flank you.
Right. But we're just going to keep booking it
towards that goblin bar.
Yeah.
Yep.
We're running as fast as our little and big legs can carry us right now.
Through the house, though. Not on the structural street. Through the houses. Mm-hmm. So we're like...
Excuse us.
We're like crashing through windows.
Exactly. Yeah. We're trying to maintain cover from above.
Can we please have a scene where there is a goblin family eating dinner?
Yes.
And you, and you run in.
A human and a dragonborn running through the window.
This isn't a bad joke, but it is.
You stop, you look at each other, and you keep running.
Yeah.
You have to have that sequence. Yeah.
I'm just stealing milk as we go, too. Our plan is to not stop running, so we hit that goblin bar and go inside. So you let us know if we make it or if something will happen before we get there.
No, you make it. Because he's trying to find another way around. And by the time he's going to be able to do that, you're going to be well out of sight.
So we go busting into the goblin bar. Hey, guys, what's up?
Are you guys again?
Yeah, so...
Table for three.
First of all, who wants a drink?
Oh, because you have all the money?
Who wants a drink? Also, we know where all your friends have been disappearing to. A, so two good news pieces. One slight bit of downer news.
Not so good. Not as good.
There might.
All right. Well, what's the good news then?
Okay. So, you know Phil Filson.
I remember you accusing me of his murder not too
long
ago. Right,
that was our bad. Our bad.
But he's alive. No, but then he's dead.
He's dead. And then he was alive.
But then he was alive.
And then he was dead.
But ultimately, he's dead.
But is he alive again?
No, he's dead now.
No.
He got burned.
So not so... All right, that wasn't as good news, I guess.
How did he get burned?
but we found out who killed him. Get this.
Well, it was Boogie Boogerson.
No. Oh. You would think so. Plot twist. It was his brother, Bill.
Bill.
Can you imagine?
Bill Fellison?
Boom!
Mic drop.
Mind blown. Also, Bill has been killing a lot of goblins, bringing them to a dragon who was eating them, and they were storing their bones in his mother's basement.
Marnie must be worried sick about her boys.
Marnie's dead. Another plot twist. She was also a werewolf.
Did you know that? Werewolf.
Oh, no, I didn't.
Yeah.
She's dead now. Phil actually...
You're welcome.
No, Phil, yeah, you're welcome. Phil dead. Phil dead. Bill actually alive.
Oh, yes. Bill's...
We're
yeah.
helping him out.
Bill's just pretend dead.
Bill's pretend dead. The feds are coming for him, and I don't think he's really going to have much of a future. But good news. The dragon that was killing all of those people...
The filthy, evil demons are coming for him?
Yes.
Sure.
The good news, the dragon that was killing all of your friends, we killed that dragon. We blew up its head.
Yep. Again, you're welcome.
Oh, that is fantastic news. I have not heard that. That is the best news I've heard all day. You've been giving me such bad news.
I know.
So drinks on you, right?
Here's some.
We could use one.
And just sorry. Here's a big pile of gold. Put it right here on the bar for you.
We can
get drinks for everybody.
Right?
You guys keep the rest. It's fine. You can just spread it around. Do what you're gonna do. One bit of here comes the bad news.
But again, we're gonna
wait. Yeah. Monty, Phil, Phillison, both dead.
Phil was already dead when we got
here. Yeah, to be fair.
I did talk to another on a live version. That's not bad news. All my friends been getting killed. That's not bad news. What is actually the bad news?
Again, temper this bad news with all the good news.
Yeah,
we gave
which
you.
Is that we
and
stopped.
This gold.
We stopped the two creatures who were killing all of your friends.
Yes, and we gave you all this gold.
And we gave you this gold. So two good points. Two for us.
Try and bear that
two,
in mind.
Two nothing. Us right now. Here's a point of bad news. The dragon that we killed, that was killing all your friends. Has a
dad.
A dad? A mom? A dad? I don't know. I can't really tell. I don't know.
I think dragons are gender fluid.
Okay.
Yeah.
Has a parent.
Yes, there you go. Parent. Yes.
Who was not very happy that we tried to... That we did kill. Not tried to. We did kill.
We did
give the dragon a chance to stop attacking us.
Two chances.
Yes.
Not very happy that we killed them and almost killed us. And we sort of ran away from it and let it hear... And it's very hungry.
We don't know that. No,
it's still searching.
We ran away from it, and we are now here. It is looking for us. Also, I think it loves goblin meat. So...
Half bad news.
One point against us, but still 2-1.
We win.
Drinks around. Woo!
This is a lot of information to take in here. All right, so... We might need to be on the lookout for a dragon... That's bigger than the other dragon that you already head exploded.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
But you gave me all this gold as a thanks, but sorry, but thanks.
Yes.
Yes.
Exactly.
How much gold did you just give
Enough.
Me? What you need to mark out how much you gave.
How much?
Well, we had 1,800, so I say we gave him all of the 1,200 gold that we had.
Yes.
Yes.
We gave you all
our 1,200.
This is all the gold we found. In the bone basement in Marnie Filson's house.
And we're going to give him 1,200.
1,200 pieces of gold.
All right. Well, I guess drinks are on me.
Woo!
So is there a place that we could hang out in here that's maybe...
Not visible from the air.
Visible from the air, maybe. Fireproof or something?
Well, there's a seat over in that corner. And in the corner, he points. And there's a familiar face. Oi!
Oh, dear. I'm not sure our situation has improved.
I'm back again. And Stewie is there with him.
Hey, guys!
Thrace and Redfield and Julian go over to see Henlian. Stewie.
Hey.
So, how have you been?
All been pretty well. So, Henley, Redfield, Julian, and Thrace are all sitting there at the pub with Stewie. And they're basically just wiping their brows, saying, thank God we sidestepped that landmine. And then there's a huge sound from outside of people screaming in the streets. And you can hear the fire of a drum.
Look, it could be completely unrelated. It's not necessarily the same one we
there
just ran away from.
There are a lot of dragons.
Exactly.
In Neverwinter.
I mean, look at that one that just randomly fell out the sky last year. It's, you know, it's just, it could be anything.
You gotta check the weather report.
Anything.
Check, please.